What's going on? It's D from D Abundance Podcast. And tonight, I got Brandon Kemp on here, Big Kemp.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? We on here. And, you know, because this my cousin. This my family. And, you know, I get ragged on a bit from my family members about the fact that I've never dated a black woman. So I think that they feel like I don't like them. You know, that I don't like black women. That's not the case at all, because I love all women. I've just never dated a black woman. I haven't, you know.
All right. So, you know, so like I said, I put black women on the highest pedestal.
Okay.
The highest of them all. You know, they probably floating over the highest pedestal. I'm just saying, you know, I never seen you with a black woman before. You know, and you talk to all types of beautiful foreign women.
Okay.
Some of the most beautiful foreign women.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, like you, I'll be telling you. You know, like, I don't know what your trick is, but I'm I've never seen you with a black woman, so I'm not saying you don't like them. I'm just saying I don't know if you do like them or not. So until I actually see you with one, I kind of think you don't like them.
Until I see you with one, I'm really just going to think it all. No, that's really not. No, but see, that's the thing is, Listen, okay, the last black woman that I was involved with, I want to say it was 2010. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful girl. You know,
Hold on, time out. You said when?
2010. Yeah. What, man?
11 years ago.
Listen to me, man. Okay, let me explain this.
Okay.
Most women that I meet,
mind y'all, 11 years ago, we probably was probably still teenagers.
No, I had just came home, so I was 20.
Yeah, just turning 20.
Okay, so I was 20 years old last month, and I really liked this girl. I really did. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I really did. Thought she was beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Everything. Now, I've said this before. I don't know why. I don't know how. You know what I'm saying? But I never really come across black women. And when I say that, I don't mean I don't see them. I mean my overall interactions with a lot of women that I come in contact with, they're not black. They're usually mixed, Spanish, you know. I haven't dated a black girl. I haven't even been involved with a black girl since 2010. But I have not been involved with a white woman. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have not.
I don't know why I started laughing.
I've never dated a white woman. Like, I've never.
You've never dated a white woman,
bro. If we talking like elementary school, I might have. Middle school.
But I'm talking about beyond that. So you never even had sex with a white woman.
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
But we talking about like relationship wise.
Oh yeah, okay, dating.
Yeah, like I've never
dating is talking and having sex. Like relationship is.
Oh man, but we talking about little tease days, man.
Okay.
Like when I dealt with the white girl or the white woman, excuse me. I'm saying this is what I'm saying before it turns into something that makes me look like I'm a hoe. You know what I'm saying? Because that would have really started to sound like when I'm saying shit. You know, I slept with her, but, you know, I ain't really had no relations with her. Yeah. No, nigga, what I'm saying is I've never really dated a black woman. And I've never really dated a white woman.
And your reason being?
My reason being, and I really feel like...
Specifically black women.
No, because I specifically haven't dated no white chick either. This is what I'm saying. Most women that I engage with, and I don't know what it is. I don't know. Like I like what I like. And I ain't saying I don't like black women or I don't like white. I love women, period. I love all women. Most, listen, man, I'm trying to get you talking about what do I like. I like women. I do. I like women. I like a good woman who respects herself, has good morals. That can come in all colors, shapes, and sizes, you know? But what I'm saying is, a lot of times when I meet women, like I've dated mixed women that are like black and Spanish, white and Spanish, you know, black and white.
That don't count, cuz.
What you mean that don't count? So, I don't count? What the hell does that mean?
No.
Because I'm mixed, so that I don't count, nah?
No, I'm saying, like, listen.
I get what you're saying. Like, are you talking about a fully black woman, a fully white woman? I have not.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. I haven't dated it. I have.
Hey, when those women attacking you, that's exactly what they gonna say. That don't count.
But all that attacking stuff is out the window because I'm being honest. Most women that I have dated in my life have been mixed Spanish, and I've even dated an Asian woman. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I've been attracted to Indian women. You know what I mean? I'm attracted to women. I like women. It doesn't matter. But I'm saying I've never dated a black woman. I've never dated a white woman. I'm not gonna sit up here and say, look.
Would you date a black woman or a white woman?
Yeah, I would. I would. Like I really would. If I met one and we hit it off, we had a connection, why not? This is what I'm saying. I don't feel like I'm ever in positions, man. Listen, man. I'm glad we're having this conversation. Cause I need to get to the bottom of this. I need to understand why my family members tend to think. Cause it ain't just you. I'm to my cousin Carl. He the same way. He be like, "Oh, you don't like black girls." Jock, same way. You don't like black girls.
I'm only dissecting what you saying, and the last thing you said on that was I asked you, would you date a black or a white woman? And know what you told me?
Yeah.
That yes. No, you didn't just say yes. You said, yeah, if we had a connection. So, like, damn.
So hold on. Wait a minute. Yeah, if we got a if I meet a black girl or a black woman, excuse me.
But you would date a foreigner even if y'all didn't have a connection.
Hell no. I wouldn't do that. What am I doing then? We wasting each other's time if we don't get along. If we ain't got nothing in common, what are we really doing? That's what I'm saying. You trying to really dissect what I'm saying, like, oh, he just don't fuck with the black girls. Like, nah. That's really what you trying to do, because you saying, nah, it's cool. What you said, because, bro, whether she black, white, Spanish, Egyptian, Asian, Bengali, like, whatever. If we don't have a connection, why would I date you?
It ain't nothing, no.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not gonna date somebody just cause, oh, they Spanish. I'm gonna date you. Oh, you white. I'm gonna date you. No. I ain't doing that. And I'm in a point in my life, too, where I'm not even, the casual sex thing ain't even a thing for me, because I ain't even getting nothing out of that. I'm not against dating black women. But what I've been trying to say is, I feel like your thoughts, your mind, like you attract what you constantly think about. Right? Like, I really feel like that.
And perfection.
So, for me, bro, I really like, anybody who knows me knows I like Karrueche. I like Jhené Aiko. These are women I love. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like, I think black women are attractive. So when I say that, I don't want somebody to be like, oh, so he just like these little Asian girls, these little foreign chicks. No, it's not like that. I have just never experienced meeting a black woman or even a white woman. So let me make sure when I say that, I say that too. A black or white, where I've never just met one, talking to them, and then find out we got some type of connection and moving forward. It just never has happened for me. It's never been a thing for me. And I don't know what it is. Like, I'm not against it at all. Like, I'm not. But I just haven't had that. Like, I don't know what to say, you know, other than that. Like, I'm not walking around here, oh, I don't like no black girls, I don't like white girls. Like, I just, bro, I really just don't come in contact with them like that, you know? Like, I don't know how else to put it. And not for nothing, but you know what? Come to think about it, I lied. I did. See, but I don't like to talk, see, because now when we say a black girl, right? Because I'm being serious when I'm asking you this. When we say black girls, can she be light-skinned? Are we talking like black girls?
Bro, we are talking African-American.
Okay, so then a few years back, we didn't date, but we was talking heavy. I talked to this girl. She was black. I liked her. We had a nice connect. She lived in Miami. She would drive up, hang out with me. You know what I mean? And to this day, I mean, I still, you know, we don't talk all the time and stuff like that. But I have all my social media. We cool. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know, man. It was never like a big public thing, me and her. So, I like black women, man. I do. I like all women. I have just never dated, like, been in a serious relationship with a black girl. I've never been in a serious relationship with a white girl. Or a white woman or a black woman.
I hear you.
I don't know what that you hear me mean. You know what I'm saying? So, you never dated outside of black women?
Yeah, I done dated a white woman. You feel me? I done dated Spanish women.
Okay.
You feel me? Like, I done dated Moroccan women.
Yeah.
You feel me? And like, island women, you feel me? I done dated, you know, black women.
You said that.
Yeah, well, because I love black women.
And I feel that, bro. I love all women. I just have not experienced that. I don't know what it is. I don't know. And in my defense, too, because that's what I was going to say before I realized I did have something going on with a black woman at one point. Black women don't really say nothing to me, man. They don't come for me.
They don't come for you, cuz?
No, man, I don't know what it is, man. I think they think I'm just Spanish, man, or just, you know.
Nah, you ain't Spanish.
I'm mixed. My mama's Cuban, my dad is black. You know, my mom is white and Cuban, my dad is black. So I don't know, man. They don't fuck with me. They don't be talking to me.
Maybe they think you too good for them.
No, that's ridiculous. That's crazy. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how anybody can get that vibe off of me.
Them.
And I feel like that by certain women too. But I feel like that's not a racial thing. I feel like that's more so a personal thing. You know, like, there's been women where I'll be like, I wanna say something to her, but I'd be like, nah, I'm not her type. She not gonna go for me. You know?
Right.
I don't feel like a black woman looks at me and is like, nah, I ain't finna say nothing to him. He ain't gonna go for me. I don't feel like they would do that. Cause I don't feel like I give that type of image off. Like, I don't feel like I even give that vibe off, like, I'm too good for anybody.
You don't know how people feel about you.
I mean, obviously black women don't like me. White women don't like me, obviously.
Nah, that ain't no damn obviously.
Obviously, because I feel attacked. Oh, girl, you don't like black girls. What? But it's always black girls. They don't want to talk about the white women that I've never dated neither.
No, I'm talking about the white women too. I'm talking about the white women too.
So I don't know what it is, man.
Yeah. Yo, you said your mom what?
My mom is white and Cuban.
Right.
My mother. All right,
and I'm talking about the Spanish women too. Because you don't be talking to Spanish women either.
Whoa. Listen, I've dated Spanish women.
You have.
Yeah. So what you mean?
Poor right now.
Huh? What'd you say?
I say you be international touring.
See, that's crazy. That's crazy. Cause I like, cause I get involved with different type of women.
And I may just be jealously speaking.
You ain't jealously speaking, you just speaking. You saying what you saying.
But like I said, you feel me? You know, when it comes to the black, the white, and the brown, you know, it be brown or a little.
Or they be Asian or they be Egyptian.
Yeah, but like, we ain't don't.
I feel like you're not trying to say it, but you can say it. You don't try to talk. I feel like you internationally shopping, bro. Just say it. Like, I know what you said.
Yeah, it's definitely not black, white, or Hispanic, dog. Like,
I mean, bro, and that's a whole nother thing in itself. I just don't know.
You blessed with the women that you do attract.
But somebody can say that about you as well. Like you, I can sit up and say that you blessed to attract black women in your life because they don't fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, and I got a homeboy. You know what I'm saying? And bro, I swear to God, he said this to me. I said, bro, you know I ain't never dated no black girl. He black. I said, bro, I never dated a black girl. He said, good, stay away from them. They crazy, bro. And he black. His baby mama black. Both of them.
That's how I be feeling too.
See,
because like, yeah, like you good where you at?
But that's, like you, but I don't feel like, bro. That's the whole thing. But I don't want nobody ever feeling like I don't like black women because I do. I do.
It's a
you know what I'm saying? Like I do, bro. I like black women, dog. It ain't got nothing to do with race. It's just if I'm out, it's not my fault if I meet an Asian woman. It's not my fault. We just. We there, she fucking with me, I'm fucking with her. It's, oh, we talking? Cool, woo. When I see black women, they don't do that with me. It's like they don't want to fuck. Bro, I just seen this black girl today. This black woman, excuse me. I walked up to him like, hey, how you doing? You okay? Bro, she jumped back and was like, yeah, I'm good. And just looked at me like, I got something on my damn face. I'm like, okay, all right. You know, I don't know, man. I don't know what it is, man. I don't know what it is. Bump into an Egyptian lady or Egyptian woman. Hey, how you doing? Hey, oh, okay, you talking to me. So shit, it clicks.
Yeah.
Black women don't do this with me. White women don't do this with me. Spanish women.
It's so many words. And I'm saying other nationalities, like, they are easier to talk to than black women when you are a stranger.
Yeah. Because I can understand that depending on...
They come off so defensive, you know, and white women come off so damn scared, you feel me? And then Spanish women, you know.
See, I was just about to say my experiences with Spanish women are totally different.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, I'm going to tell you what I think pisses Spanish women off with me. It was when they realized I don't barely speak no Spanish, and I'm supposed to be Spanish. They be like, your last name is Diaz, and you don't speak Spanish. I be like, damn, like, I wasn't raised in that household. And they be so blow with me, man. Like, I dated like 2011, I dated this chick. She was straight from Colombia. I'm talking about her and her mama both had the little shot. You get the shot before you come over. They got the shot. Her mama ain't speak no English. Bruh, first time I had spaghetti and bananas. So, crazy as it sound, it was good. You put this bananas in your spaghetti, it was good. I dated this chick. And
crazy as
fuck. Bruh, it was so good. I dated this girl. Her name was Diana. I think it was Diana, something like that. And she was straight from over there, man. Like, she had only been in the States, like, probably, like, 3 years, spoke pretty well English, but her mom ain't speak no English. And I remember that was such a thing for me. Like, her mom loved me. Her mom used to think I was, like, the cutest thing in the world. But, like, the communication, there was such a communication problem between us because I spoke no Spanish. So her daughter would have to sit there and translate. And I know as much as her mom liked me, that was a big thing for her that she didn't like. You know what I'm saying? She didn't like the fact that, like, I don't speak no English. I mean, speak no Spanish. Like, I know how to say thank you. I know how to say hello. You know what I'm saying? Little basic things. But, you know, I feel like Spanish women, they they like me until they feel like, or they realize, you know, I'm not a traditional Spanish guy, you know? Like, I don't know how to bachata. I don't speak Spanish. You know what I'm saying? I want to learn. I'm open to the culture. I love, and that's the thing about me. And I say this in no disrespect to any culture, but I love culture. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was raised in a black household the majority of my life. You know what I mean? I've never experienced white culture. I don't know what that is. I never dated a girl. For the women that I have dated, you know, that was Spanish, Asian. You know what I mean? Like, the culture is just different from what I was brought up in. And I love the Spanish culture. I see how they women can be for their man. And I'm not saying the black culture can't be like this or the white culture is not like that. But from my personal experience with Spanish women and their culture, is just how they are with their men. They're very caring for their men. They're very loyal to their men. This is what I'm going off of when I dated the Spanish girl. Nowadays, women, I can't tell you if they loyal just off their culture, because women are crazy. They do what they want to do. But I love culture. I love traditional ways. You know what I'm saying? Like, Asian women are very, if they're brought up in that tradition, they're very traditional. You know what I'm saying? Their culture is very different. You know what I'm saying? And like I said before, I'm not taking away saying that black families don't have culture. I know that for a fact we have culture. You know what I'm saying? But I also know, growing up in a black household, I've experienced things or even had to deal with certain things I would never want in my relationship. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that can't happen in any other culture. You know what I mean? But I'm saying, from what I've experienced in my life, I just like old-fashioned ways. And I ain't saying I'm going to go to work and you're going to stay at the house and not work and not do nothing. But I just mean, I've fallen in love with old traditional ways. Like, I don't know. And I've only, like I said, going off my own personal experience, I'm not saying, because I've never dated a black woman. So I don't know how a black woman, I dealt with one. She didn't treat me bad, but we was never close enough to really be anything. Yeah, so being in, like, serious relationships, I've been in a serious relationship with a Spanish woman. I've been in a serious relationship with an Asian woman. You know what I'm saying? And the Asian woman, she treated me amazing. I've been in a serious relationship with a mixed girl. She treated me amazing. You know what I mean? The Spanish girl treated me, like, I've experienced pretty good relationships, you know? I love culture, man. I just love the culture. So, I'm gonna need people to back off me a little bit, man.
Travel all around the world like you. I just got my password.
You said what?
I wish I could travel all around the world like you.
All right, man. Well, that was cool. You know what I'm saying? Brandon Kemp over here tearing me down about not dating black women. I needed to get that man up out of here, man. Now, I appreciate that. You have anything for the people before we log off of this, man?
Hey, man. Love yourself. Buy some cryptocurrency.
Oh, man.
And that's about it.
Hey, man. Be thankful. Appreciate the people in your life, whether they're here for 5 minutes, 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months, 5 years. Be thankful for your life. You know what I mean? Live life abundantly. And that is all. I appreciate y'all. And I appreciate you, Brandon Kemp. One more time for your social media. You can find him on Instagram where?
On BigKemp386 at Instagram 8. Where they gonna find you at, though?
Oh, man. I'm D Abundance, man. D Diaz on the Facebook. D Abundance on the Instagram. You know, but I don't want to be getting no backlash about, you know, me not dating black women. So I was going to keep that off there for a bit. But we out of here.